All right, we are back with some Extra Fat Joy. I have 10 questions for Ali Kite and Heather Mader. All right, first question. Heather, I'll start with you. What is your last best something you've experienced? Like your last best book you read, food you ate, hug you got, like last best.
Oh, the last best thing. Oh, literally the last one was this morning. I bought a chair that actually fits my butt.
Oh, oh my God. Last best chair.
Right now.
Oh, yay.
I mean, yeah, the throne.
Amazing. With a very happy butt. I love it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Heather. Ali, how about you? What's a last best something for you?
I made this chorizo and potato bake last night.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing.
It was amazing. It's one of my favorites.
Do you like to cook? Are you like a...
I actually really do like to cook. I think that there is a... It's like a mix of creativity and engineering in my mind, but I cheated a little bit. I use Blue Apron, so they tell me what to do.
Oh, I do love those. Love it. All right, Ali, I'm going to start with you for this next one. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Oh, wine in Machu Picchu. No. probably Tuscany. I was just there for my friend's wedding. She's Italian and she got married and it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Oh, love that. It is a pretty, like, it's incredible.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And Heather, what about you? Wine tour?
Well, I'm a chef.
I mean, yeah. You know,
and look at me, I'm not going hiking anytime soon. So, but yes, definitely.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, Heather, what is a good piece of advice that you've received?
Comparison is the thief of joy.
I love that one so much.
Live by it. Just live by it. Anybody, everybody, live by it and do better.
Yeah, right.
Feel better.
Ali, what about you? Good piece of advice.
It's interesting. It's almost the same thing as Heather's. There is what my dad says to me is don't look sideways, which is almost the same thing. And it refers back to when I was doing a race for our elementary school field day and I was winning. And then I looked sideways at my competition. And then because of that split second that I took the time to look, they beat me. And so that has been a phrase that comes up for me and my dad loves to tell me if I ever find myself comparing or not focusing on what I need to do and what's in front of me and looking sideways.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Love that. Ali, this time, what emoji do you use the most?
I use the anatomical heart.
You do? I don't think I've ever used that. I love that.
Yeah, no one uses it, but it comes up. It's the top. I use that one all the time.
And in what context? Is it like where people would put a normal heart or a normal heart? That's a normal heart, but like a more like animated heart?
Exactly.
I love it. You're a little subversive, aren't you?
I use the anatomical heart. Yeah.
It's so good. Heather, what about you?
Well, I'm stealing that one. I think I use probably the actual heart or the sparkle a lot. The little sparkle. I use that one a lot.
Nice, nice. Heather, if you could grant someone a wish, what wish would you grant for whom? And whom would it be for?
Boy, I think on any given day, this answer would change because I can always see people in my life that need support, you know? But right now, my best friend is losing her eyesight. So if I could grant her eyesight, it would.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just sending her a little bit of love. Everyone listening, send Heather's bestie some love. Thanks, Heather. And Ali, what about you? What wish would you grant and for whom?
I think there's people in my life that are really excellent people that are extremely hard on themselves. And something that I wish for them, and frankly myself included, but I am seeing this externally, is that they treat themselves the way they would treat their child self or the way they treat their friends.
Yeah, yeah. Whew, that's the work of a lifetime. Yeah. Ali, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Night owl. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Is that when you do a lot of your work?
Yeah. I just love sleep.
Yeah.
So like what, it's hard for me to go to sleep, but when I've slept, I don't want to get up.
Yeah.
And I just feel sharper and more engaged as the day goes on.
Yeah. Love that. Thanks. Heather, what about you?
Well, if left to my own devices, like naturally, I would be a night owl as well. But unfortunately, the chef world requires you to get up early.
Yeah. Do you have to wake up crazy early? Like,
I mean, okay. My version of early is like 6:30 in the morning.
That's early.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty early for me. But yes, so I would say if I didn't have to, I would love to stay up later than midnight, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Heather, what is a dream job other than the ones, plural, that you have right now?
Dream job. Well, I won't tell you what I wanted to be when I was like 7 years old because I actually didn't know what it was, but I wanted to be a go-go girl.
Did you just like the sound of it?
Well, I used to drive by and on the side, there was the silhouettes of these girls on a pole, on these poles. And I was like, that looks so exotic. I had no idea what it was. But no, so let's scratch that because that was just, you know. But I would say I wished I could travel. This is part of my fat body thing, but I wished I could travel more and I would love to be a food critic and just travel around the world. It's not going to happen, but you know, that would probably be my ultimate job.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Thanks, Heather. And Ali, what about you?
I love what I'm doing. I love building things. I think in another life, I would have loved to be an astronaut. I did actually pursue my pilot's license because I was very sure I was going to be an astronaut. I had a very problem period and they put me on birth control for that and it ended up giving me a severe blood clot. And it was, I had to like go to the ICU and all of this was happening as I would have done my solo flight. So that was like another thing that pissed me off about health for people with uteruses and how we manage periods. I know that we were supposed to like be ending on a happy note.
No, I'm enraged again. Although I do find a lot of joy and rage personally.
Yeah,
joy and rage go side by side for me. Oh, but that's so fucking brutal. I'm so sorry. Ugh.
Anyway, so astronaut.
Yeah. With a period. Ali, what's your most played song or artist right now? What are you listening to?
This is like, people are giving me like a lot of crap for this, but I'm like really into Tate McRae right now. I just think her songs are so like poppy and catchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been just on her album.
Yeah, love it, love it. I talked to someone recently who also mentioned Tate, so.
Okay, good. I'm glad that I'm allowed. Okay.
Heather, what about you?
I just stumbled on this Rebirth of Marvin Gaye, is it? Is that what it's called? The Rebirth album or whatever? So I've been kind of making my way through that. I listen to a lot of different kinds of music, though, so... it's hard to settle on just one, but I'll throw that one out there.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Thank you. Heather, what is one word that describes you and one that you wish described you? It probably doesn't, but you kind of wish it did.
Well, I think people describe me constantly. This is kind of the one that keeps coming back into my life over and over, is inspirational, which is really... beautiful. And I'll own that.
Yes. Love it.
I wish I was more adventurous.
For sure. Yeah.
I do like a little bit of safety. So
beautiful. Thanks, Heather. And Allie, what about you? Word that describes you and word that you wish described you.
I think people would probably say that I'm intense in both positive and negative ways. Intense person. The thing that I wish I was is almost completely the opposite of that, but I wish I was a little bit more chill. Like, I would love to just be.
I get that. I relate to that. We have a standing joke in my house that I have zero chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what you get.
It must run in the ring here, because I always get cold. People say, oh, you do the most.
Yeah.
You're a moaster. Like,
right.
You're a moaster.
I love that.
Turn any hobby into a career. That's me.
So. I agree. That's my challenge too. Everything I like, I'm like, ooh, let's like build it and have like literally I could run like 5 companies. I'm like, no.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Allie, if we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Havarti and crackers. Havarti is my favorite cheese in the world.
Ooh, like a plain or like a flavored Havarti?
I like just the creamy basic.
Oh. You just made my mouth water. Yeah.
Yeah, I love. And then I need probably 12 cans of LaCroix, the pamplemousse flavor.
Yes. Yum. Yum, yum. Heather, what would you bring on our picnic?
Well, I kind of have this little obsession right now with Japanese japchae noodle, which is like a chewy sweet potato noodle with all of these, like, you know, vegetables in it. I don't know. And they're really delicious. I'm also gluten-free, so you'd be having all gluten-free food.
Perfect. Oh, those noodles sound amazing. I love it. Thank you. Thank you both. Again, this has been really wonderful. I love that we got to do these questions. And thank you for all that you're doing in the world. It's appreciated.